It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hello again. Welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers. Thank you so much for joining me, and hopefully everything is going well. Thanks for sharing the word on the show through social media. Of course, you can find me, The Scotty Myers Show, on Facebook and Instagram, at Scotty Myers on Twitter, or ScottyMyersMedia.com. I always forget to mention the website. I pay for it, and I forget to mention it. It's really not smart on my part. Let's get right into it this week. It was somewhat of a busy week. We'll start, normally, you know, we go Marvel, DC, Star Wars, whatever's happening. This one, category all on its own, The Matrix. And we got our first look at The Matrix Resurrections. We got the first trailer, and I will say the trailer looked great. It really did. It was kind of everything you would hope for out of a Matrix movie. Little odd not seeing Lawrence Fishburne in there, just felt weird. But other than that, it was exactly what you were hoping for. Now, I will go in with this with cautious optimism, because as great and as groundbreaking as the first Matrix movie was, the sequels left a lot to be desired. You know, they really did. They kind of had some cool moments, but overall kind of fell a little flat. They're almost like the Star Wars prequels in that respect, right? Where it's like every movie had something cool in it, but overall they weren't on par with what you were comparing it to in the original form. So cautiously optimistic based on this first trailer. Definitely want to see more, but my interest level after seeing the trailer went really high. The only criticism I had of the trailer was the look of Keanu Reeves, in that he looks like John Wick. Like, he has the John Wick hair, the kind of the John Wick beard. So at times watching the trailer, I just kept thinking, oh, it's John Wick going into the Matrix. And I say that, like I say, it's a negative, but when I say John Wick going into the Matrix, I instantly think that's a movie I would pay money for. If somebody told me, yeah, we're just going to fucking put John Wick in the Matrix and he's going to shoot Agent Smiths all day in very cool ways, just take my money. I'm going to get a big bucket of popcorn and enjoy the hell out of that. So even though the look is a bit of a negative, the concept of Wick in the Matrix I like a lot. So if you haven't seen that trailer yet, it's up on our Facebook page. Go check it out. I think you'll be really, really impressed with what you see so far. And hopefully it lives up to these early expectations, because everybody's reaction seems to be that the trailer was badass. We will start in the world of DC this week. And out of nowhere, last weekend, they dropped a new look of Aquaman on us. You know, they're filming Aquaman 2 right now, and they said, oh, here's Aquaman in his normal outfit, right? The green and the orange. And then there was a picture of him in kind of a bluish, dark blue, black camo outfit that was called the stealth suit. And people online went ballistic, going, oh, I like the other suit better. Why are they changing suits? This suit actually comes from a comic book story in mid-80s. I think it was like 86. They did a comic book story where Aquaman had a stealth suit. And so it makes sense. They're digging into the lore of Aquaman a little bit more. And when you look at the subtitle, The Lost Kingdom, there may have to be some stealthy action involved. So it makes sense to use the suit. And then financially, toys. Right? Like, everybody's like, well, I already got orange suit Aquaman. Ah, but you don't have stealth suit Aquaman. So it makes sense. I dug the suit. I thought it looked cool. It definitely looked kind of military-like, more battle-ready than his orange armor, which is his king armor. So I kind of thought, yeah, I'm digging this. I think it's going to look really cool in the water sequences. I may be in the minority based on some people that I saw online thinking it just looked shitty. And I just was like, nah, it looks like a combat suit, which is what it should be. So, people will complain about damn near anything, as I'm about to. And sticking in the world of Aquaman, they released a trailer for the animated three-part Aquaman King of Atlantis. And it's produced by James Wan, who is the director of the Aquaman films. Jason Momoa doesn't do the voice of Aquaman in this. And it's got an animation style of like the new Thundercats style, and it looks so jokey, and it just saddens me, because you're taking a character that kind of universally has been a punchline, right? Like, even in the Justice League films and stuff like that, it's like, oh, I hear you talk to fish. Like, they kind of poke fun at the fact that, yeah, that's your superpower. And then now we're going to get this three-part animated thing where you're kind of making Aquaman a joke again. So, kind of bums me out a little bit. I'll probably still watch it, but watching the trailer, I had a lot of cringe face going on watching the Aquaman King of Atlantis trailer. Thankfully, it's only three episodes. Hopefully, that's all it is ever. And hopefully, it's not really tied into the movies at all. I don't know yet if it is or not. Having James Wan involved makes me think it might be. And watching the trailer, they're like, he just became King of Atlantis. It's like, fuck, that's where the first movie leaves off. Oh, shit. So hopefully it's not really tied into the films, because based on that trailer, oy. But on the other end of the spectrum, talking about trailers and animated stuff, last week we found out the release date for the Injustice animated film, October 19th. Now we got the trailer, and it's only like a minute 30, if that, but it's badass. It is fantastic. The art style is great. The voice acting, even in the trailer, was just like spot on. It's such a great story, the Injustice story. If you're not familiar with it, kind of the nuts and bolts of it. The Coles Notes version is Joker kills Lois and Superman's unborn child, causing Superman to kind of go, fuck this. We've been nice for too long. You know what? Let's rule the planet. And it creates a divide among the heroes. It's a really, really cool story, and they've told it exceptionally well, both in the video games and in the subsequent comic book series. So the animated show, or movie, I should say, looks like it's picking up that tradition of telling the story really well. So that's coming out again, October 19th, something to definitely look forward to. And if your wallet is already crying because you're like, well, I got to buy something October 19th now, the following week, October 26th, that's when the Suicide Squad will be released. Whether you're buying it digitally or a hard copy, that's just more money to spend. I have gone on and on this podcast about how much I love the Suicide Squad and how much I enjoyed the hell out of that. So I'm sitting there going, man, back-to-back weeks, I got to buy stuff. You're killing me, DC. But I definitely have to get the Suicide Squad. There's a really cool looking Steelbook edition that will be released. As with any Steelbook, if you want to get your hands on it, you got to pre-order it. I missed my pre-order window for the Zack Snyder's Justice League Steelbook. And now I'm kind of out in the cold. And I don't know if it's the collector in me or what, but if I can't get the Steelbook and I know it exists, I kind of feel like I don't want the regular version. I'm just kind of like, no, I'm too sad about it. I still will pick it up, but I got to get over my grief of not getting the Steelbook. I'm not going to let that happen with the Suicide Squad. Spinning out of the Suicide Squad, we get the Peacemaker TV show, which we should get a trailer for that at DC Fandom. But rumors were flying online that Bane was going to be part of Peacemaker in some way, shape, or form. Now, we didn't know who was cast as Bane, what Bane's role would be, but this rumor popped up, and it didn't seem to want to go away for about a day or two. It was pretty solidly out there. And then James Gunn came out and said, no, listen, Bane is not in Peacemaker. He goes, you know, I wouldn't lie to you or anything like that. He is not in the show. And that led to some big, you know, news breakers online going, oh, no, he is. I saw the script. And, but you know, and just trying to defend their rumor and then going, maybe they changed it. By saying it like that, like I could say anything and say, oh, they changed it. I saw an original script for Aquaman that had Santa Claus, but they must have changed it. Like, you know, come on. I don't know how Bane would fit in Peacemaker. In all honesty, I don't really see them crossing paths. As much as I would love to see Bane, I just don't think that's a good fit. You know, and if he does show up there, maybe it works. But I would like Peacemaker to just kind of be in Peacemaker's world of being a douchebag. You know, and just kind of doing the right thing in the name of justice as he sees it, in the name of peace as he sees it. But just being an ultimate, you know, jackass. So James Gunn says, no Bane. I'm going to take James Gunn at his word. But speaking of things spinning out of Suicide Squad on top of the Peacemaker show, there's rumors out there that DC is now eyeing a Secret Six project, which, if you are unfamiliar, it was kind of an offshoot of Suicide Squad, had a couple of different comic book runs, few different members of the team. King Shark was on the team at one point, as was Deadshot. So it'd be interesting to see if they go that route. You bring King Shark in from James Gunn's The Suicide Squad, and then you bring, you know, maybe Will Smith back from David Ayer's Suicide Squad, and team them up in the Secret Six along with, you know, some other people. Catman was always a big part of the team. You know, there was a bunch of different, Doll Man was in there. There's a bunch of different people that kind of came in and out of the Secret Six. But I think Secret Six would work either as a movie or as an HBO Max series. I think if you did it as an HBO Max series, it would kind of almost feel like an A-Team type thing. Like every week they're off on a new mission, solving a new problem. I think that could work. Or it would probably have a very similar vein to James Gunn, The Suicide Squad, where it was, you know, kind of more like your traditional action based up until the Starro fight. But yeah, so I would be a huge fan of seeing a Secret Six thing, especially if we did get King Shark and Deadshot as kind of your main leads. Switching over to Star Wars, actually some Star Wars news this week. Nice. Knights of the Old Republic, one of the greatest Star Wars games of all time. And I will say not only just one of the greatest Star Wars games of all time, also one of the greatest Star Wars stories of all time. Playing through that game was like living a movie. And there's been rumors for a long time that it was going to get a remake, as a lot of classic games are getting. And Sony had a little PlayStation showcase, and Lucasfilm Games officially announced that the Knights of the Old Republic remake is on the way. They showed maybe a minute trailer, if that, and it was basically just a figure shrouded in mystery. The red lightsaber fires up, reveals their face, and it's Darth Revan, right? Which is a classic character from kind of the extended Star Wars universe. With them bringing the game back, I definitely think it puts the game in canon. There was some question about that, whether Knights of the Old Republic fell into mainstream Star Wars canon. I think them doing a remake and bringing it back now, in my mind, puts it in canon. Maybe they'll come out and correct me on that, but if you've never played it, or even if you have played it, I usually don't get excited about game remakes because I'm like, I did it. I already played it. This one I'm very excited about and kind of want to play it again. If you were going to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year, be on the lookout for what will be probably the cutest balloon ever, because Grogu, Baby Yoda, is getting his own balloon, which is awesome. Star Wars has teamed up with Funko to create a Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon of Grogu, and it looks like he's chasing the knob, you know, in the ship that he liked to unscrew and play with. So it's just super cute. They've also released a Funko of the balloon, so it's another way for Funko to sell more Funkos, but I can't wait to see this balloon. I really can't. This is going to be too cool to see a giant Grogu in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And lastly, we got our first look at the LEGO Star Wars Terrifying Tales trailer, and it's LEGO Star Wars. The people that write the LEGO stuff are usually pretty bang on. And even though you hear me complain about Jokey sometimes, I complain about Jokey when I don't think it fits. When you're watching LEGO Batman, LEGO Star Wars, anything like that, you know it's going to be silly, right? And the Terrifying Tales trailer seemed to hit all the right notes. I wasn't too excited about it, but actually after watching the trailer, I thought, you know what? This could be a really fun, light afternoon watch when I just want to chuckle at some silliness, LEGO silliness. So that's headed to Disney+. Let's jump over to Marvel, and Marvel is set to release a record 5 films in 2023. Now, some of that is due to pandemic pushback, so that's part of why we're going to get 5. We only know 2 of them, though. That's the interesting thing about this. When they announced their kind of upcoming slate, they gave us 5 dates in 2023. We get Ant-Man 3 at February 17th, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 May 5th in 2023, then July 28th, October 6th, and November 4th. The October and November ones really close together. It's not really giving movies much time to breathe, but we don't know what those movies are. So let the speculation begin. My guess is one of them, at least one of them, is Blade, because according to all reports, that is going to start shooting sometime this year. So my guess is the October 6th one. You know, you get Blade, it's vampires, you're in October, Halloween-y. It would be a good time to drop Blade on people. So that's my guess for October 6th. July 28th, if I was to guess, maybe Captain America 4. Maybe. But that's, you know. And then November 10th, who knows? But I mean, there's a million and other films that could be coming in that spot. I think the one everybody wants to hear officially coming, because they said they were going to make it, is Fantastic Four, right? I gotta think one of those dates will be Fantastic Four. It just, otherwise it doesn't make much sense, because you've announced that you're gonna make the movie. You haven't announced a cast or anything like that, but it's also the film I think that most Marvel fans are waiting for. You know, it's Marvel's first family. They are the highest regard when it comes to Marvel characters, and they need their movie. So one of those three dates, in my mind, has to be Fantastic Four. If it's not, I actually think it'll be a bit of a disappointment for Marvel fans. Over to the games, of course, Sony had their little PlayStation kind of demonstration, and we got an announcement for not one, but two Marvel games. One, a no-brainer, a sequel to the Spider-Man game. The Spider-Man game was hugely successful. People loved it. So, of course, they're going to make a Spider-Man 2. Miles Morales showing up in the Spider-Man 2 game as well. So you're going to get both Spideys in there. And then the other one kind of came as a surprise, Wolverine getting his own game. Not a surprise on the character choice, just interesting that they're doing a Wolverine game right now when we currently kind of don't have a Wolverine, right? Spider-Man we have. We've got movies coming out. We've got animated films. So there's lots of Spider-Man out there. No Wolverine out there right now. So, you know, I'm not saying you have to have that movie video game synergy, but it leads me to believe we might be getting a Wolverine announcement in the Marvel Cinematic Universe sooner than maybe we thought. Because it just makes sense, right? If you want to get a character into the mainstream, you want him everywhere. So games make sense, and having him in the movies makes sense as well. I know he's a big enough character to carry a game on his own. I just think there's a little bit more to it than just, oh, we're going to make a Wolverine game. So we'll see. We'll see if I'm right on that. Last week, we were kind of speculating a little bit about Venom, Let There Be Carnage. There was rumors flying around that it might be delayed. And then there was also rumors that, no, it was staying where it was at. Both of those rumors were wrong. It didn't get delayed, and it didn't stay in its current release date. They actually moved it up. So we're going to get Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, October 1st. The trailers have looked good. As I've said before, I'm still not crazy about Venom, jokey Venom. There I am, back about the jokey thing again. But Carnage looks great. Woody Harrelson should be a great, great Carnage. So really looking forward to that. And this week we got what I think is the most anticipated What If episode in the animated What If series. It was the Zombies episode. And I watched it while I was working, actually. I was just too interested in the Zombies episode. It was the one that grabbed me from the get-go. And I was a little underwhelmed. I think I just wanted more zombie at the end of the day, you know? I dug it, I enjoyed it, but I was kind of going, yeah, it didn't meet my expectations. The zombies looked cool, and I will give Marvel credit for kind of pushing the envelope a little bit in an animated show that they knew kids would be tuning into. They definitely pushed the envelope a little bit with a little bit of gore and stuff like that. So I was happy to see that. I just wanted more zombies, and the ending left me a little unfulfilled. You know, it basically was just like, nah, there's the whole world zombies now. I was like, all right, I guess. But also the other thing that I kind of nitpick. Now, I will freely admit that I did not read all of Marvel Zombies, the animated or the comic book. So I don't have a full knowledge of it. But the What If episode, this doesn't really spoil anything, but how the zombie plague gets there. If you want to count it as spoilers, I'll give you a spoiler countdown here. 3, 2, 1. Okay, now I'm going to tell you how the zombie started. It was Hank Pym going into the Quantumverse to find his wife, and she was already a zombie because she got infected there, and then he brought it back. And if you go back like 3 or 4 weeks to the one where there was the serial killer taking out the Avengers team, that was also Hank Pym. Marvel's What If hates Hank Pym. Like, he is the bane, much like kind of like in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you really boil it down to brass tacks, Tony Stark kind of causes a lot of their problems. It seems like in the What If universe, Hank Pym causes a lot of the problems. They just hate him for whatever reason. And I don't know if it's like Marvel sitting there going, yeah, he's in the movies, but it's really more about, you know, the younger Ant-Man than the older one. So let's just bury the older one. I don't know if that's the cause of it, but it made me feel bad for such a classic Marvel character that he was kind of the cause of the shit in 2 episodes, and we're like 5 episodes in. And both episodes he's been involved in, basically, he's been the foil. He's been the reason why things are terrible. So kind of felt bad for a classic Marvel character there. Overall, like I say, the episode is good. I think because I was anticipating it so much when they announced this project and they showed Zombie Cap as kind of the first teaser of the Marvel Zombies, I was just so excited. And maybe I just wanted more. Like, it was a half hour episode. Maybe if they had gone an hour on this one, it would have fulfilled me. I just want more Marvel Zombies. I think that's really why I was just like, nah, at the end, because I just wanted more. So it's a good episode, but it just didn't meet my expectations. But I did enjoy it. I'm a complicated man. That should do it for this week's edition of the show. I'll bring up my Marvel Zombies thing with my therapist next time I see them. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, continue to spread the word, and we will see you back here again next week. So until we chat again, have a great week.